It's now time for Information Desk, a chance to hear what's going on, what's coming up, and how to keep in contact. Over to you, Robin.
Our first item this week is a message from the Macular Society Norwich Support Group. Their next telephone meeting is on Friday, the 14th of August, starting at 12:30 p.m. To join, you phone in on 01264 560 282. That is 01264 560 282. Remember that the code number you have to enter is 1. If you have any questions or need any further details, you can call Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554. That's 01603 861 554.
There's been plenty of news about pubs and restaurants reopening and providing outside tables and chairs for their customers to eat and drink safely. However, this is a mixed blessing for some, as it means pavements are more congested and hazardous. Norwich City Council have advised us that two additional restaurants are proposing to provide outside tables. It's too late to object to the planning committee, but if you are planning to go to St Benedict Street or St George's Street, here's the details. The Farmyard restaurant at 23 St Benedict Street has asked for permission to put up 9 tables and 18 chairs outdoors. And Norwich Playhouse at 42 to 58 St George's Street has asked to be allowed to put up 10 tables, 26 chairs and 4 benches. So please be aware of these new possible hazards when you're out and about. We now have some information on the free smart speaker offer from Chatterbox. If you already have an Amazon Echo system, you may want to switch it off or skip this track, as it's likely to set her off. Here's sound recordist Tim Edwards to tell us more.
Hello. As we know, there are many different ways of listening to Chatterbox. The memory sticks that are sent in the post are very popular. Chatterbox is also available online from our website, cbtn.org.uk. And now, on smart speakers. We are offering these smart speaker devices free to listeners. So, what is a smart speaker? It's a little bit like a radio that talks back to you. Like a computer without a keyboard. You speak to it and it responds. All you need is access to Wi-Fi in your home. The smart speaker connects to it and the world of listening pleasure is at your command. Setting up is a simple process and can be arranged by our dedicated team or through your visitor from Vision Norfolk. If you have an Amazon account and email, all the better. One gentleman who took up our offer was thrilled when he found out he could ask Alexa, play the test match. And it did. He could catch up on all his cricket news. You can ask for radio from around the world or much closer. Of course, you can listen to Chatterbox, the Norfolk magazine, Let's Talk and Chatteround, but also talking news from all over the country and world. I spoke with Mike Blythe, the chairman of the listeners panel, on the telephone earlier. Please note that the smart speaker doesn't sound as much like Robbie the robot in real life, nor Mike for that matter. It's just the phone recording.
Hello, Tim. Hello, listeners. Mike Blythe here. Some of the things that this Alexa device, I treat it like a tool. It's an addition to help me with various things. I'll start with, say, the talking newspaper. Alexa, enable my talking newspaper. Chatterbox.
Would you like to hear Chatterbox on the 23rd of July 2020?
Yes. Alexa, stop. Another great advantage I find with this device is that it's an excellent way. I'm not all that great at the spelling side of things, and when I'm sending out an email or something like that, you just ask her to spell whatever it is. Alexa, how do you spell technology?
Technology is spelled T-E-C-H-N-O-L-O-G-Y.
Alexa, stop. Oh, that's, I find, goodbye. Oh, typical woman, oh, always has the last word. Another great facility I find that she does give you definitions of words. Alexa, what is a virus?
According to Wikipedia, a virus is a submicroscopic infectious agent that replicates only inside the living cells of an organism.
Alexa, stop. Or another asset is people who are interested in cooking. She does produce a recipe. It will give you the news. It will also give you local weather forecast. And you have a whole range of different radio. Alexa, play BBC Radio Norfolk.
Here's Radio Norfolk.
BBC Sound. I'm sure a lot of people will be listening to that, yeah?
Alexa, stop. So, all in all, I find that, plus the fact is that you don't have to worry about keys, hitting the wrong key or anything like that. Just speak to her. Always remember the A word, though. Yeah.
That's great. And I think you mentioned, so if you've got an Amazon account, Amazon Prime, then you can access music of all sorts, all different genres.
From classical to pop to, well, any genre you wish to get, you know, enjoy.
That's great. And what about setting it up? Did you find that easy? Was it?
Yes, it is. It is a bit technical, and you do need quite a bit of input with the sighted person. But it's not. It's something that can be organised quite easily, especially with young people these days. They're very whiz on these technology. But once it's up and running, no further problem at all. Yeah, I just find it very, very useful.
So as well as talking newspapers from the whole of Norfolk, you can have them from the whole of the country. So it's very handy for things like weather forecasts. If you're going out for the day, you can check the weather in the area. You can check the time. You can set reminders. If you need to take medication at a particular time of day, or if you need to catch that bus, very handy. And of course, birthdays, anniversaries, dates of importance. Lots of different things you can do with this system. Even if you sign up to the Smart Speaker system, we will still provide you with the memory stick version. If you would be interested in receiving a free Smart Speaker, do give our office a call on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Leaving your name and number, and we will call you back to arrange delivery or give you further information if required.
That's all from Information Desk this week. Now, back to the news.